tomorrow on the trail in Iowa.
All right, Hallie, thank you. And we all know that the facts are a frequent casualty of political campaigns, but Donald Trump's unequivocal and rapid-fire style has left a number of his provocative statements open to challenge. Our Katie Turr has been doing some fact-checking and tells us what she's found.
As Donald Trump takes fire for what he didn't say last night, more scrutiny is being paid to what he does say. NBC did a check to see how Donald Trump's campaign statements matched up to the facts on funding his own campaign.
I am not accepting any money from anybody.
Telling the New York Times today he's willing to spend $100 million. Fact, it may be most of his money, but he is still taking money directly from a donation button on his website asking for $10 to $2,700 and benefiting from the Super PAC to make America great again. On wasteful spending, telling supporters construction delays in the Capitol Dome mean the scaffolding would come down for the inauguration, only to go back up again.
If I win, I will let the scaffolding stay up, okay? All right? I'll let it stay up.
Fact, the Office of the Architect of the Capitol tells NBC News this is false, and the project will be done before January 2017. And then there's vaccines and autism. Trump at the debate on Wednesday.
2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
Fact, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics.
We know there's no link between autism and vaccines. The research has been done. The studies have concluded.
Fact is, exaggeration, according to Donald Trump, has always been part of his success. In The Art of the Deal, he calls it truthful hyperbole, writing, people want to believe that something is the biggest and the greatest and the most spectacular. It's an innocent form of exaggeration and a very effective form of promotion, one that so far appears to be working.
As for the scaffolding, Trump says he got that information from a source. On vaccines, he stands by his position. And campaign finance, he says he is funding his whole campaign, but does appreciate smaller donations. Lester, as you know, the most that any one person can donate to a campaign is $2,700.
All right, Katie.